in the first three psukim of the Geret HaTshuva, the Alter Rebbe explains the role of fasting in tshuva, and says that although it is not the essence of tshuva, it is not an essential part of tshuva, but it does help in bringing about the final cleansing in the same way that the korban in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the sacrifice was brought after the tshuva, after the forgiveness was complete, but then there is a cleansing to purify the soul, to bring it back to the way it was before the sin. For this, there was a sacrifice that is replaced by fasting. And in our generation, when we can't fast the way or the number of a fast necessary, therefore we replace the fasting with the tzedakah. That's in the first three chapters. In Perek Dalet, the Alter Rebbe begins to explain what tshuva essentially is. And in order to understand this, the Alter Rebbe says, we need to understand what it says in the Zayah, that there is two hays in the name of God. There are two hays. The first hay, the higher hay, represents a higher level of tshuva, and the second hay, the lower hay, represents a lower level of tshuva. Which means that the word tshuva, toshuv hay, to return the hay, exists on two levels, because there are two hays. So the first hay is a higher level of tshuva, the second hay is a lower level of tshuva. So to understand what those levels are, the Alter Rebbe explained that in the tshuva, in the essential feeling and experience of tshuva, there are two parts. One is considering that the pity, the rachmanus, that there is on the neshama, the neshama that's in the body, and also to the source of the neshama above, the pity that we should feel when we drag the neshama away from its source and from its life and dragged it into sin. So if we arouse our compassion for the neshama, that is the first part of tshuva. The second part of tshuva is considering deeply and regretting deeply the damage that is caused by the sin. And that is the golus hashchina, dragging godliness into golus. From considering these two things, the person becomes broken-hearted. And broken-hearted means breaking the klipa that had brought the sin in the first place. The Tanya for the 23rd of Tammuz is at the beginning of Perek Ches, chapter 8 of Tanya, of Igeret HaTshuva. It's on Daf Tzadik Ches on the Dalef. The number at the bottom of the page is 374. After contemplating deeply that which was mentioned before, the two parts of tshuva, the great rachmanus on the godly soul and on the source of the godly soul, and also the damage, considering the damage caused by the sin, then when the person has considered these things deeply, yuchal levakesh be'emes, then he can ask with all sincerity and in truthfulness, may umka deliba, from the depth of the heart, kerev rachamecho mecheip shoy. That which we say in the Kriya Shema before bed, which is when the person is supposed to contemplate these things at the time of tshuva. When having done this tshuva, he can then go ahead and say the verse, kerev rachamecho mecheip shoy, to ask God to erase the sin in God's compassion and God's kindness. Ki azai, what is the connection between the tshuva and the request? Because after this tshuva, tikva belibe, the emes, he has implanted in his heart with all honesty, gedul harachmanus, al bechinas alikusha benafshe v'shalomailo, a feeling of great compassion, rachmanus, for his neshama, kinizkali, as mentioned before, that the compassion, the rachmanus, is both on the neshama here below, as well as the neshama in its source, uvazeh, and through feeling compassion for the neshama, ye'ei de rachamim hoel yein in the yudgimu midis harachamim, he arouses an equal and opposite response above, that God's compassion is aroused, and that is the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachem, the 13 qualities of mercy. And it's through these 13 qualities of mercy that the sin is erased, as we'll soon see. Hanim Shocheis, this compassion comes Mizot in Elyon Baruch Hu. It is not the regular compassion, which would be the Midah that comes after Chesed and Gvura. Then comes Rachamim, but this is a higher form of Rachamim. It's the source of compassion that comes from God's will. Hanirmaz Bekeitze Shel Yud, which is hinted at and represented by the point at the top of the Yud of God's name. So we said before in an earlier chapter that each sin causes a damage in one of the letters of God's name, but the will of God, which contains this compassion, the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, that is not represented by any letter of the four letters of God's name. It is represented by the point on top of the Yud, higher than the highest letter of the name. It is much higher than that which comes from the letters of God's name. And therefore, that's why the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim are able to cleanse all the to fix all the damage, because the damage is in the letters of the name, whereas the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim are higher than the letters. And as it says concerning the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, it says Neisei Oven Vofesha Venakim, that God not only forgives the sin, but cleanses the sin. Zanake. Vishuv. And then, as a result of this, Ein Yenike Lahachitzenim. Then there is no longer any nourishment for the unholy. The unholiness can no longer draw any chayas, any life from the Jew. Vahasitra achra mehashpoas heitato. And the Sitra Achra can no longer gain energy from the lower hay. Kiniskeliu, as we mentioned earlier, that through the sin that a person commits, the hay tato is dragged down into klipa, and then the klipa receives energy from holiness from the hay tato. But the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, because they fix the damage and they reclaim the hay from its fall, therefore, the klipa can no longer gain energy from it. And with this, the hay tato is returned. The hay is returned to its place. In this way, the hay tato is returned, which is toshuv hay tshuva, and the hay is rejoined and reconnected to the letters that preceded the Yud, K, and Vov. When the Rebbe brings the quote concerning the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, he says, Neisei Oven Vofesha Venake. And he leaves out the word Chato. It says, Neitzer Chesed Lo Alofim, Neisei Oven Vofesha V'chato V'nake. The Alter Rebbe leaves out the word V'chato, because Chato means an unintentional sin. An unintentional sin doesn't need to be corrected by the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. An unintentional sin is more easily corrected or fixed, and it can be corrected by a korban, by a sacrifice. All the sacrifices are brought for unintentional sins. So although in the Pasuk, where it talks about the 13 principles of Rachamim, it mentions Chato, that's because an unintentional sin is also a sin, and therefore also needs tshuva. So all forms of tshuva are included in the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. But the cleansing for the sin, that comes only from the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim,
doesn't include the chato. So here the Alter Rebbe is talking about the cleansing that comes from this higher level. Therefore, he leaves out the word chato, whose cleansing comes from the lower level, from the carbon. So we see how careful the Alter Rebbe is with every word in Tanya. So the return of the lower hay to its source is what cuts off the energy that is provided to klipa through the sin, and the hay is reconnected to its source. The same is true also, literally, with the godly soul as it is experienced below in the person. And that is that shuv eina v'neseichem avdilin, that after the tshuva, the sin no longer separates the neshama, he can once again experience godliness. V'komeshe kosov, and as it says in the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, the nakei, God cleanses, and the sages say, menakehu lashovin, that God cleanses the person who does tshuva, that the person is cleansed. Lirche to lenakis nafshon milavushim hatzayim, to cleanse and to rinse the soul from its unclean garments, heim hachitzayim, which is the klipa that surrounds the person as a result of the sin, kamesha nama b'gemara, as it says in the Gemara, that concerning the sin, milafifosei, it surrounds him, it encrusts him. And the tshuva removes that and cleanses that unholy garment. In the Hagein Yom for the 23rd of Tammuz, Chav Gimel Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that when the two sedes of Mates and Masei are separate, then when we read Mincha on Shabbos, we read the Torah, Mincha Shabbos, and Monday morning and Thursday morning, we read for the Levi's part, the Levi's Aliyah, is until the end of all the Masois, until the end of all the travels.